Okay, today's daf Kuf Chav Dalet. So we should make our way through to the end of the Sefta. We are on Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the words Amar Rabbi Elazar, about four lines from the bottom. So we learned yesterday that there was a development in the Takana, and then later on the relaxation of the Takana of Muksa. So now Rabbi Elazar is going to say that he's going to list a bunch of Mishnayos that, based on the halacha, seems to not. Based on the Mishnah, seems to not correspond with what we hold, but he's going to say that those Mishnayos are earlier Mishnayos at the time when Muksa was much more chamor. So he starts, Amar Rav Elazar, Kanin umaklos glustera umaducha kulam kodem hataros kelim nishnu. According to all these Mishnayos were stated and made prior to when the Chachamim allowed us to be metaltal kelim with Tzorakufo. But after they were matur them, then these things mentioned in the Mishnah will become mutter. So what are the cases? What's the case of Kanim? Kanim is Ditznan. It's a Mishnah in Maseches Menachos. So Kanim, right? So the idea was that when they would put the lechem upon him in the Beis Hamikdash, they would put him on these poles and these rods, because they wanted to change them every week. They would put them on these poles and these rods. They wouldn't be laying one on top of each other. But they wouldn't use, the Mishnah says they wouldn't use these poles and these rods on Shabbos. Look, and then, so there would only be, it would be a couple hours that they would, lechem upon him would be on top of each other without these separations. So he says, lo sidur akanim, lo nitilasam dochas Shabbos. Setting up these kanim and taking away, setting up the kanim for the new lechem upon him and taking away the kanim for the old lechem upon him are not permitted on Shabbos. So lo sidur kanim, lo nitilasam dochas Shabbos. But they would either take, they would set up new ones, but they just wouldn't do it on Shabbos. The point being is that, why? These things are klishim malachto lehetter. So this must be, this Mishnah was stated at a time when klishim malachto lehetter, you weren't allowed to move, right? But now that you're allowed to move, klishim malachto lehetter, it doesn't apply. Next case is maklos. What's the case of the maklos? The maklos, when it comes to Korban Pesach, which is set up these poles, I guess these poles that they would hang the Korban Pesach on, and then you would flay the animal. So what happens if Korban Pesach falls out on Shabbos? Maklos dukin kalakim hayusham. You had these poles, I guess, so that you put up, right? Umenicho al tefo v'alkatu chavero. And you take the pole, and you would put one end on your friend's shoulder and one end on your other friend's shoulder, and the animal would hang from there, and you had this way, you were able to and mashit. And then you would flay the skin, the hides, because there was so much going on that you didn't have enough room, so this is how they would make extra room. But Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, our boss are Shechalios B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so then we have a Muksa problem, he says, Maniach Yado al Kata Chavero, V'yad Chavero al Ktefo, V'tole U'mavshit. They wouldn't use the poles. These poles are a Klisha Malachal L'Isser, because the poles are being used for skinning, which is an Isser. It's a klishol machtel iser, but usually now we say klishol machtel iser is not to use it, sorakufo sorakomo. If you're using it for a mutter purpose, not to use the hammer to bang open the nuts. But here you say you can't use it. You would have to use their arms. They would put their arms out and they would hang it on there, and they would hang the animal in the arms to flay. So the Gemara says, so that must be. So why would we aser? Must be that this Mishnah is before the heter. Next case was the glustera. What's the glustera? Okay, so the Tanan in Maseches Kelim, right? The glustera is, glustera is, I don't know, some sort of ball type thing. Right? Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shomta min apetach ze v'tolo b'chaveru b'shabes. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Harehi v'kolo kelim u'metalto b'chatzer. So you have this glustera. It's, I don't know, I think something that the carpenter used. How does he define the glustera?
A knob.
A knob?
No, a knob.
A knob. Okay, so Gluster Rashi says the Tanan Rishu Omer Nager Sheyish Berosho. Okay, a lock. Sheyish Berosho Gluster Sherosho of the Roila Duchba Shum. I guess you can use it to crush garlic. The Nolim Bosadelis, and you lose and you can use it. I guess again also it's a Klisha Malachal. I don't know, it's a regular Kli. It's a Klisha Malachal Heter, I guess. And nevertheless, it says that Rabbi Shua says you cannot you're not allowed to use it. Rishu Omer. You can't take it out. You have to drag it in a certain way. You have to do tiltum and atzad, shomta, to drag it, and you can then put it onto a different door. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, it's like all kelim, metatabal chatzar, and therefore you can carry it anywhere you want. So it seems to be that the case is that it's a klishim lato lehetter, and nevertheless, they didn't. Rabbi Shua only says you're allowed to move it b'tiltul min atzad, not tiltul gamor, must be that this was written, this mission, Rabbi Shua's din was written before they changed the, or Rabbi Shua was referring to the din before they changed the, they changed the rule. And Maducha, the case of the Maducha, which is the case where they used to, where they had the, right, you had the Maducha is the mortar, right? Is it the mortar to crush? So the Maducha is Hadamaran. That's what we said before, yesterday's daf. It said that it's usher to be metalta the Maducha for something else, like you can't sit on it, even though it's a Klishim Latal Isser. Now we say that Klishim Latal Isser is Mutla Tatal Tzurkufo. That price, again, must be talking about before they reassessed the situation. They were Matir Klishim Latal Isser to be moved. So Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Mimai, not so fast. Maybe I can say that these Mishnayos and Brysos are even written after the Heter Kalim, but the reason why they're usher is because of other reasons. Amar Rabba Mimai, Dilma Le'olamei Malach, maybe I should tell you the Achra Taras Kalim Mishnah. These are all written after the Heter when it came to Kalim. I Kanim Taimimai, what's the reason why you can't use the Kanim on Shabbos, when there's Raj on Shabbos? The only reason is Mishum Apushi, by Portimo Miapesh. The only reason why you are allowed to, you have these rods is to separate the bread. And you don't want them to be on top of each other because then there's no airflow and then they'll spoil. So for the small amount of time that it's going to be on Shabbos without the airflow, that's not enough to be matir. So there's no tzorich in their tiltul at all. I'm not sure how exactly it worked. They must have had to take them out to change the bread. That's the only thing I can think of. Okay, maklos. What's the maklos? Why can't you use the poles on Pesach? He says the reason why you can't do the poles on Pesach is efshar k'Rav Elazar. He says since you are permitted to, since there is another way to use it, you don't have to use these poles, and therefore it would be permitted to use according to Rabba, right? He says there's another way to do it. The other way to do it was to put their hands out. So they, and now the glustera. So the glustera is not, as I say, it's not a machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Ritarfa, it's not a machlokas about whether it's muksa or not. The machlokas is whether or not the doorknob is considered to be in the Rishus HaYachud or in the Rishus HaRabim. Right? So, because you're moving it from one door to another door. So glustera k'derabiyane, the Amar Rabiyane, b'chatshish enemu Rebbe's Kaskinan, we're talking about the chatshish that doesn't have an Erev. Rabbi Yeshua savar tocha pesach k'lefnim dami. Rabbi Yeshua says the area inside the lintel, area inside, you know, the doorway is considered inside. It's klatlim dami. So therefore, kamatalta mana de batim bechatzir. You end up taking the door out of the inside, carrying it into the chatzir. So again, it's only the rabbanon. But you're carrying it into a chatzir that doesn't have an eruv, and then you're carrying it from the Rishus HaYachid into the chatzir to another Rishus HaYachid. He says that is going to be similar to that's carrying. So the only way to do that is to make a heker and to drag it. But he says no. The outside where the doorknob is considered already in the chatzer. So I'm not carrying it from the inside into the chatzer. It's already in the chatzer. Mana the chatzer, the chatzer mentality. So something that belongs in the chatzer, a kli that rested in the chatzer is being carried in the chatzer, and there is no problem. And the maducha. What's the reason why you can't use the maducha for any other thing else, even though we said it's after the Ataras of Kehillah? Maybe that goes according to Rav Nechemya. Maybe that goes according to Rav Nechemya. We've seen a few times. Rav Nechemya says, he's very machmir, he says, you're only allowed to move a kli for its intended purpose, for its initial intended purpose. Now here, its initial intended purpose is for crushing, which is usher. So if you're metatalit for something else, that's not tashmisho miyuchad, and therefore you can't move. That goes specifically according to Rav Nechemya. So don't have to necessarily say that all these mishnayos are written, earlier Mishnayos. There are ways to interpret these Mishnayos to say that they even are after the Takana was changed. Okay. Now the Mishnah makes a cryptic statement. We'll read it and then we'll go to the Gemara. Mishnah says, Kol ha-kelim nitalim v'tzorich v'shelo l'tzorich. All kelim are moved for tzorich and not tzorich. Rav Nechemya Omer, ein nitalim el l'tzorich. Rav Nechemya, we just saw, says that it only can be moved for tzorich. So Gemara says right away, my l'tzorich, my shelo l'tzorich. What does this mean? So we must go through a few possibilities. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, what does it mean with tzorich? With tzorich refers to dover shemalachto leheter with tzorich gufo. When it says with tzorich, that means a kli shemalachto leheter, something that's allowed to use on Shabbos, glasses, whatever. Kli shemalachto leheter. You can move it with tzorich gufo. And shelo with tzorich is dover shemalachto leheter with tzorich makomo. So Litzorach is we're dealing on a klisha malachta leheter. Litzorach means Litzorach gufo. Shelo Litzorach means Litzorach makomo. If I need the place, I want to move it because I need the place. And the Gemara says, and Rabbi continues, v'dover shemalachta l'isser, and the kli shemalachta l'isser, and for example, is the hammer or the mortar, dover shemalachta l'isser, litzorach gufu in, that you can move if you need it, for use it, you can, for a heter purpose, but litzorach makomo lo, but you can't move it for tzorach makomo, for if you need it to the space. And then the Mishnah will continue and say, v'asar Rav Nechemya l'meimar, and Nechemya says, eini tom el tzorach, that comes to say, afilu dover shemalachta l'heter, even something, a kli shemalachta l'heter, litzorach gufo in, litzorach makomo lo. You can only move it if you need it for its usage, not for its space. So that's how he explains the tzorach. The old tzorach is talking about the case of kli shemalachta l'heter. Litzorach means tzorach gufo, shelo tzorach means tzorach makomo. And then, so therefore the Mishnah says, kli shemalachta l'heter can be moved gufo and makomo. Klisha Malachta L'Isser only for Gufo. Chazar Nechemyan says, even a Klisha Malachta L'Heter can only be moved with Tzorach Mekomo. Amalei Rava, so Rava then says to Rava, that can't be, because Litzorach Mekomo, Shalom Litzorach Karislei, the Mishnah says you can move it with Litzorach and Shalom Litzorach. You just define Litzorach as only meaning Litzorach Gufo. But you define Tzorach Mekomo as not Litzorach. No, that is Litzorach. Tzorach makomo. So it is, there is, that is for a purpose. So how are you defining something for a purpose as being something not for a purpose? So amalei rava litzorach makomo shlo tzorach karisle. You're calling it one. Ella amar rava. Rava says this is how I read the Mishnah. Litzorach. When the Mishnah says that the kalim can be moved litzorach, that's dover shemalachta leheter. That's talking about a kli shemalachta leheter bein litzorach gufo bein litzorach makomo. You can move a kli shemalachta leheter tzorach gufo tzorach makomo, and that means litzorach. Shalol tzorach means afilu mecham letzel, even from the shade to the sun, the sun to the shade, which means I can move the kli to protect it, to make sure it doesn't get damaged. That I can do for kli shemalachta leheter. But davar shemalachta l'iser, a kli shemalachta l'iser, he says, that tzorach gufo, tzorach makomo in. I can move that for tzorach gufo and tzorach makomo. A mecham letzel, no, but I can't move it to protect it. The also Rav Nechemya comes to say, afilu shadavar shemalachta l'heter, even a kli shemalachta l'heter, litzorach gufo tzorach makomo in, to move it for because you need it or you need the space, you can. But mechama l'tzel lo, but it's also to move even a kli shemalachta l'iser, you can't move it. Sorry, it's also to move even a kli shemalachta l'heter mechama l'tzel. That's how he lines it up. So he says that litzorach and litzorach means tzorach makomo and litzorach gufo, and shelo litzorach means mechama l'tzel. So Yosef of Safra. Right, so we introduce this idea of mechama l'tzel. Right, can you move something to protect the item? And based on what we just explained now, the Mishnah is saying is kli shemalachta l'heter. You may move from mechama l'tzel. Kli shemalachta l'ister. You may not. And Rav Nechemya says even a kli shemalachta l'heter. You may not. Yosef of Safra, Rav Acha, Bar Huna, Rav Huna, Bar Chanina, v'Yosef v'Ka'amri l'Rabba alibed Rav Nechemya. The way Rabba interpreted Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi was the first way we said it. That Rabbi Nechemya was the one who says that even a kli shemalachta leheter can only be moved with tzorach gufo and not with tzorach makomo. So according to Rabbi's interpretation of Rabbi Nechemya, hani ka'aros, these bowls that are on the plates that are on the table, I guess after you finish the meal, heichan mitatlin, how can we remove them from the table after we finish eating? Moving them after we finish eating is no tzorach gufo, because I don't need them anymore. I already ate. It's a kli shemalachta l'heter, and I'm only moving them with tzorach makomo. According to the way Rabbi interpreted Rabbi Nechemya, you can't move a kli shemalachta l'heter with tzorach makomo, only with tzorach gufo. Right? So Amar Lahu Rav Safra, that's the first way we interpret it. Right? So Amar Lahu Rav Safra, so Rav Safra said to them, no, there's another heter to move them. You're right. But midi dahavi agraf sharei. Because it's something most, it's something disgusting, you can pick up and you can move, like the garbage. You can pick up, again, not passing, but you can pick up and you can move. Rav Sharei is something that's specifically used for like soa. So even though they're muksa, you can, since they're most and they're gross, then after the meal, you're allowed to remove them. So some say that it wasn't a question that was posed by these three people who were sitting around, it was actually Abaye asked Rabba directly. Amalei Abaye l'Rabba, according to the way you interpret Rav Nechemya, How do they would Rav Nechemya allow you to move these plates? Amar Leis, Rav responded to Abaye, Rav Safra Chavrin, Targamei, Rav Safra, our friend, explained, immediately the Havei Graf Sharei. Rav Nechemya would have to say that in order to, the reason why you can move these is because the Graf Sharei is considered something disgusting. Okay. Esvei Abaye LeRava. So now Abaye is going to ask on Rava. Right? Rava said, Rava is the second way we interpret the Mishnah, Rava says that when it comes to a Kli Shemalachto LeIsser, like the hammer, it can be moved with Tzorach Gufo and with Tzorach Mekomo, just not Michomel itself. So Esvei Abaye LeRava, Maducha, we have our case of this mortar. It's this big Kli that you use to crush the garlic. Im Yishbos Shum Metaltalim also, Vim Lav Im Metaltalim also. The only reason why you can move it is if it has the garlic on it, because then it's not considered a mux at the time. But if the garlic isn't on it, you can't move it. Why not? According to you, a klisha malachto le'iser can be moved with tzorach gufo, with tzorach makomo. If I need the place, why can't I move it? So Rava answers, you're right. Hachum ma'iskina, what the case dealing with over here? Micham letzel. It's saying you can't move it from the shade to the sun, to the shade. You can't move it to protect it. That, I said, is correct. Because I said klisha malachto le'iser can only move with tzorach gufo, with tzorach makomo. Not Micham letzel, and when the Bryce there says you may not move the Maducha unless it has the Shum, that's talking about a case of Micham letzel. So that's why it can't be moved. So Esvei, so he's going to ask him another question. Again, Abai is going to ask Rav a question. There is a machlokes in the Gemara in Beitza between Beishamah and Beis Hillel, whether or not you're allowed to, on Yontif, you're allowed to move what's called the Eli. It's this big, big thing that you would use to crush the wheat on it, right? And it's a klisha malachto le'iser. Can you use it to cut meat on it? Whatever. So the idea was that Beshavin, both Beisham and Beis Hillel agree, She'im Kitzev, right? Beisham says you can't. Beis Hillel says you may, because it's a Klisha Malachto L'Isser. If you want to use it with Tzorach Gufo, you can. But what happens if they both agree, She'im Kitzev Elav Basar? If once you've already chopped up the meat on it, and there's no longer a need for it on Yontif, She'asu L'Taltalo, you're not allowed to move it. So you see here, it's a Klisha Malachto L'Isser. You're not allowed to move it, even with Tzorach Makomo. You're not allowed to move it. According to you, Rava, a klisha malachto le'iser would be allowed to be moved with Tzorach Makomo. So my answer is again, hachanami, so to hear, mecham letzel. We're talking about a case where you wanted the case over there is saying that Reis Hillel agrees, you may not move it, because it's a klisha malachto le'iser if you're moving it to protect it. But if you need it with Tzorach Makomo, then you would be allowed to move it. So now the Gemara says, this whole idea that you're allowed to move things, let me ask you a different question. The hadits not. The following Mishnah in Beitza, it's on Lachdaf Lamed Beis in Beitza. Ein sochem esakadera babakas v'chein badelis. You may not, the pot doesn't have something to support. You can't use this board of wood, on Yontif to support the pot. I think that's the case. Right? V'chein badelis. So too, with a door, you can't have it to be supported by this plank of wood. Mar says, but why? V'habakas, this wood, right? The biyontif, davar shemalachto leheteru. The wood on yontif is a klisha malachto leheter. Why? You use it for firewood. You've had a cook on yontif, so it's a klisha malachto leheter. So why can't you use it with tzorach gufo, with tzorach makomo on yontif? Right? Alma, see from this Mishnah, davar shemalachto leheter, bein tzorach gufo, bein tzorach makomo aser. See from here that a klisha malachto leheter cannot be used with tzorach gufo, which is against our Mishnah. What's going on between our Mishnah and what we know, that a klisha malachto leheter you may move and use, and the Mishnah over there, which says you can't use this klisha malachto leheter, the answer is probably could be it's going to come to Chemia. But, okay. So the Gemara says, Hasam there, what's the Gemara gives a different answer. Hasam there, by the case of this wood, really we should be allowed to be metopolit, because it's klisha malachto leheter. My time, what's the reason why they said it's usher? Kevon de b'shabis, davar shemalachto l'israhu, Gezer b'yantuf atu Shabbos. Now, because this piece of wood is different. It's only a klisha malachto leheter on yantuf, when you can cook. But on Shabbos, it's not. It's something that's usher. So therefore, if it's usher, we're going to make the gzera on yantuf atu Shabbos. Well, how you can do that, if muksa itself was a gzera, and then now you're making a gzera from yantuf to Shabbos, it sounds like a gzera, I don't know. But the idea is that, you're right, in Hanami, the wood should be able to be used on yantuf. It's just a takana not to move it on yantuf atu Shabbos. So the Gemara says, V'chi tema, you might say, wait a second, why can't I move it on Shabbos? Shabbos gufi tishterei. Why can't I move it on Shabbos? On Shabbos, the hadavar shemalachto l'iser. This is a klisha malachto l'iser. If it's a klisha malachto l'iser, basically the way you interpret our Mishnah, the tzorach gufo l'ksorach makomo shari. You're allowed to move a klisha malachto l'iser for tzorach gufo l'ksorach makomo. You told me that the reason why we're not allowed to move it on Yontif, atu Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to move it. Why not? Why can't you move on Shabbos? It's a klishim latul isur, which can be moved l'tzorach guf l'tzorach makomo. So the Gemara says, there's a difference between davar shemalatul isur and a kli. He says, hani mili hecha di ika toris kli alav. When can you move something that's malatul isur on Shabbos? That's when it has the status of a kli. It's a utensil. A piece of wood, like a stone, unless it's prepared beforehand, it's not a kli. It's not a utensil. It's a davar. Right? Toris hecha di leka toris kli alav. When you have something that's not a kli, this is just a plain piece of wood, that's not a kli, then lo. That's not considered to be mutter. So this is what happens if we learn another muksa, this is called muksa machmas gufo. It itself is muksa. It's not a kli shemachal iser, it's not a kli shemachal heter, it's just a piece of wood. Same idea with a rock. So you have to set aside your Shabbos stainer, and then you can throw it. But you have if you set it aside beforehand, but you have to remove it from, you have to make it, you have to actually set it aside. So to here. So now you go back. You're technically on Yontif, you're allowed to move this piece of wood because it's klishim latul heter on Yontif. We don't allow you to move it on Yontif up to Shabbos because you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. Why are you not allowed to move it on Shabbos? Isn't it a klishim latul iser? No, it's not a klishim latul iser. It's machmas gufo, it's not a kli, therefore it won't be allowed to be moved. Okay. Then the Gemara says, well, wait a second, umi gazrinan. Do we really make zeros from Yontif to Shabbos? We just said we can't allow to move this piece of wood because we're making zero yontif to Shabbos. What about the following cases? Batanan, again a Mishnah, in Beitza, Mashilin peros derech aruba biyontif alo b'Shabbos. You can sort of, I guess you have these peros, these fruits on the roof that you put them up there to dry, so they're really muksa, they're really set aside that you don't want to use them. And I guess now it's starting to rain and they can get ruined, so you could push them through some hole in the roof. It's not a lot of tircha, you can push them through this hole in the roof. On Yontif, alo b'Shabbos. But on Shabbos, they didn't allow to use it. You to do that, I guess it's too much of a tirach on Shabbos. They didn't allow to use it. Why don't you make a gzera Shabbos unto Yontif? Why is there no gzera? Right? And then another question. So the Gemara says, umi lo gazrinan? What do you mean? We don't. What about the following? Where we actually do make gzeras? V'hatanan, we have a Mishnah that says, ein bein, Mishnah in Beitza also, ein bein Yontif l'Shabbos el ochel nefesh movad. The only different distinction between Yontif and Shabbos is things for ochel nefesh. But by other things, there is no difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Even something that you might have thought that would be mutter on Yontif, if it's not ochel nefesh, then you're not allowed to use on Yontif because of gzeira of Shabbos. So you brought me one Mishnah that says we don't make gzeira Yontif for Shabbos. Now we have another Mishnah that says you seem to do make gzeiras for Yontif for Shabbos. Now we have stiros. So how do we answer the stira between the Mishnayos? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, lo kasha, there's no kasha. Ha Rav Eliezer, ha Rav Yeshua. The Gemara that says that there's no distinction between Yontif and Shabbos except for Ochel Nefesh, that anything that's Asar on Shabbos to make Gzeira on Yontif means the second Mishnah, that's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and the one that says that they didn't make the Gzeira, that they allowed you to push down these fruits from the roof on Shabbos, that's Rabbi Yeshua. Where's their Machlokas? We've come across this before. The Tanya, we went to the Braisa, Oso v'yas bino, an animal and its offspring, Shenuflu labor, they both fell into the cistern, the pit. Right, and you want it, it's Yontif, right? It's so the problem is that you cannot shech both. You only can do one because also is benolo tishkum b'yom echad. So they fall into a pit, and you're concerned that they may die. So you want to bring them up on Yontif. Now, if you bring up both of them, then you're going to be toreyach with one of them shelo l'tzorech because you can't use it on Yontif. So Rabbi Lezer Omer Malas Harishon, you bring up the first one Amanas Toshoto, saying that you want to shech it. Vasheni also will parnasim komo, and the second one you feed it on the spot. Right, also Prince Makomo, Shalom, you feed it in there, take care of it, we can't bring it up. Rabbi Shua says, Malas Harishon Nasa Shoto, because you bring up the first one, condition that you want to shaft it, and then you don't shaft it. Uma Arim, and then you make a trickery. Uma Alas Hasheni, and then you bring up a second one, and then you decide, Ratzin Zedeh Shochet, Ratzin Zedeh Shochet. You shaft whichever one you want. But you see from this Braisa that Rabbi Eliezer was not Matir Tircha on Yontif, even if there's a Hefsed Mamon. And therefore, our Tana says that the Mishnah that says that there's no distinction between Shabbos and Yontif is in Rabbi Eliezer, because just like you can't have extra tircha on Shabbos, they made Xer, you can't have extra tircha on Yontif. Whereas Rabbi Yoshua says, no, you can have this tircha on Yontif. Just because you can't do it on Shabbos doesn't mean you can't do it on Yontif. That's how they initially explained this Mishnah. That's not how we explained it previously. And now we're going to change it to our initial explanation that we did a few days ago. So we'll see. So that's what the assumption is right now. So the Gemara says, "Mimai, why are you saying that that's the machlokas? Dilma, maybe the machlokas is as follows: Adkan lo kam Rabbi Lezer Hassan. The reason Rabbi Lezer says over there by osu as bino that you can't bring up the second animal is el efsh leparnasa, because I have another method. I have another way of keeping it. I can keep him alive by feeding him. Aval hecha de lo efsh leparnasa. But in a case where there's no other way, we'll definitely get lost, definitely get ruined, like the case of the fruits on the roof that it's going to be rained upon. Maybe he would agree. Well, that he wouldn't say it's aser. Right, and also inami adkan lo kam Rabbi Shua Hassan. Maybe Rabbi Shua over there says that you're allowed to do osu v'yazbino is the efshar b'harama, because you have this harama that could theoretically work. Aval hecha de lo efshar b'harama, but the case where you can't do any harama, like you're either throwing it down or you're not throwing it down. There's no harama over there, so maybe there he would say well, that wouldn't be mutar on yantif. So you can't line up these Mishnayos to be Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. So the Gemara says, Ella Amar Papa Lo Kasha, explain the difference between the Mishnayos, Ha Beis Shammai, Ha Beis Hillel. It's a distinction between the Shita of Beis Shammai and the Shita of Beis Hillel. So that we'll say that the Mishnah that says that there is no distinction between, the only distinction between Shabbos and Yontif is Ochel Nefesh, otherwise everything that's Asar on Shabbos is Asar on Yontif, that's going to be Beis Shammai. And the Mishnah that says we can throw down the fruits from the roof, that's going to be Beis Hillel. We don't necessarily make everything Asar on Yontif just because it's Asar on Shabbos. It's not. There's another Mishnah in Beis Shammai Omrim. Ein Motzin es HaKatan, es HaLulav, es Sefer Torah, Roshus HaRabim, Ubeis Hillel, Matirin. Beis Shammai says that on Yontif, you are not allowed to bring out, to carry out a katan, a lulav, a sefer Torah, and shusarabim, because they are not tzorech ochel nefesh. Right? He says the only thing you're allowed to use is ochel nefesh. If it's not for ochel nefesh, you're not allowed to carry it. Right? Rashi says it's hotzah shelo letzorech. Look at top Rashi. The low ishter in the chilu beyond to tefei mishabes ela ochel nefesh. V'hach mashilin. Okay, fine. But Beis Hillel says matirin. Beis Hillel says no. We have this concept of mitoch. Once something is mutter for ochel nefesh, then since I'm allowed to carry for ochel nefesh, I'm allowed to carry for everything else, and that would be mutter. So how does everything line up now? According to Beis Hillel, just like hotzah shelo letzorech ochel nefesh is mutter on yontif, so too tiltul, if it's not ochel nefesh, it'll be mutter on yontif. Therefore, I can throw down these fruits from the roof that aren't fully ready yet, but I just don't want to get them to be, get
through. Is that something that since you're allowed to carry for cooking, you can carry for everything else.
It's like idea for mitoch. That's how we use hot water on yontif.
So let me ask you a question: why can't we turn on the lights on yontif?
Because ochel nefesh has certain restrictions of what you can and can't do. You can't do osu batei shneinir. It's the Maran Beit, so it's either sidur or the pas. There are certain things, some things that you couldn't do before. You can't turn on the light, but you can cook. You can turn on the fire.
Right,
that's a sugya and beitza. It's a sugya and beitza, but there are limitations to what you can do for ochel nefesh. So whatever you can do for ochel nefesh, that's how the mitoch would apply. Right. So therefore, so now again, we line up the mishnayos as follows. The mishnah that says that you make zeros on from yontif to Shabbos, that's going to be Beis Shammai, and the mishnah that had you throw the fruits down, that's going to be Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, Emor shamu lehei de Beis Shammai hotzah. Well, there's a big difference. Right, Beis Shammai's case was talking about you're not allowed to carry outside. The case, the mission that we talked about was tiltal, was moving something. Right, Emor de Shammai shlu le Beis Shammai hotzah. Tiltal mi Shammai shlu. Where do we see that the Beis Shammai says it's usher just to move something on yontif because it's usher to move it on Shabbos? Where do you see that? So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. The whole reason why the whole premise of Muksa, which is one of the three reasons brought down for Muksa in the Rishonim, the whole premise of why you're not allowed to move something, the whole premise of Muksa, is because lest you're going to carry it outside. It's all one thing. He says, "Tiltu gufe la mishum hotzahu." Muksa was created to prevent hotzah, according to this reason. There are other reasons given in Rishonim. Muksa was created to prevent hotzah, so therefore, you can't move it. If Beis Shammai says you can't be mochi something, you can't move it either. Okay. Next. The Gemara now goes back to the machlokas between Rabba and Rava about kli shemalachtel iser. Can you move a kli shemalachtel iser with sorech mekomo? Right? I have a kli shemalachtel iser and I need that place on the table. Can I move it? Right? Kli shemalachtel iser. So there was a machlokas there. Rabba said no. Rava said yes. I think that's how we interpreted it. Right. Rabba said no. Rava said yes. So, va'af Rav savrla lahadir Rava. Rav held like Rava that sorech mekomo is like sorech gufo, and therefore you can move a kli shemalachtel l'iser even with sorech mekomo. To Amar Rav, because Rav says mar, and mar is a hole. right? It's a ho, which causes it's a klisha malachta l'isser. So amamar, shelo yiganev zeu tiltu shelo tzarek v'asser. In order to prevent the ho from being stolen, moving the ho to prevent it from being stolen, that is tiltu shelo tzarek, that you're not allowed to move. That's muksa. Taima, what's the reason why it's usher to move it? Shelo yiganev. Well, shelo yiganev is to save it. It's the same idea as mechamel itzel. So the only thing you're not allowed to move the ho for is to protect it. Mechamel itzel. Aval it's tzorek ufo, it's tzorek makomo mutter. But for something for tzorek ufo and tzorek makomo, you wouldn't be allowed to move. Versus Eini, is that really what Rav says? V'ha Rav Kahana ikle lebe Rav. Once Rav Kahana came to Rav's house, v'amar, and Rav says, Aisuli shuta lekahana leisev elei. Bring some sort of net, which I guess is a klisha malachta le'isser, bring this sort of net for Rav Kahana to sit on it, that he should sit on it. So it's a klisha malachta le'isser, and Rav is only allowing you to bring it with tzorech gufo, not with tzorech makomo. Lav le'meimar, the devar shemalachta le'isser, it's a klisha malachta le'isser, with tzorech gufo in, with tzorech makomo lo. Only for tzorech gufo, not with tzorech makomo. I don't understand the question at all, because that was the case. He just needed it to be sit on. He has no, why are you making an inference about with tzorech makomo? What he needed, it was letzorek gufo. Okay. But the Gemara says that since Rav only permitted you to bring this klisha malachta le'isser to sit on, which is letzorek gufo, shows that he only holds a klisha malachta le'isser can be letzorek gufo, which is against what we just said, that he said that it can be even be used for tzorek makomo. So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, hachi amar luhu. This is what Rav says. Shikolu shuta mikamed Rav Kahana. Remove this metzuda from in front of Rav Kahana, meaning it's let's move it with tzorech mekomo, which is we see now even the klisha malachta le'isser is allowed to be moved with tzorech mekomo. The ibayis ema, or you can say hasa mecham letzel have. Thereby of Rav Kahana, what you were not allowed to move it was from mecham letzel. With tzorech kufo you can move it, tzorech mekomo you can move it, but mecham letzel you may not move it. Okay, Rav Mari Bar Rochel, which I believe is Shmuel's grandson, is called by the name of the father, of the mother, because there was something to do with the mothers that they were kidnapped. Okay, Rabbi Le Hahi Be Sidusa Bishimsa. He had like these fancy mattresses or pillows that were in the sun on Shabbos. They were these apparently the klisha malachta had there, and he wanted to move it mechamel itzel. So Asla Kami de Rava. So he came before Rava. Rav Mari says to Rava, Mahal Tal Tilinuhu, can I move these can I move this klisha malachta leheter to prevent any damage done to him? So Amarelei, Rava says, yeah, shari mutter. That's Rava Lashitaso, who holds that the klisha malachta leheter can be moved for anything, gufu makomo and protection. So the Gemara says, so Rav Mari says to Rava, but why should I be able to move it? Isle Achrina, I have other pillows, I don't need this one. Right, so the Rabbi says, yeah, but chazul orchin, you may have guests, so you can use it for them. He says, isle nami orchin, I got hundreds of these. I have plenty for the guests to come. I don't need it. May I still move it? So Amrlei, so Rabbi says back to him, okay, gullis, I still say you can move it, because it's mecham letzel, it's klisha malachta leheter. But gullis, I daitach the karabas v'yulach, seems to me that you hold like Rabbi, who holds that you're not allowed to move a klisha malachta leheter mecham letzel. So the kuli al mashari, for everybody in the whole world, I'll say it's mutter, but you all say it's aser, l'didach aser, because you're holding that you can't. Don't, fine, if you hold that you can't, everybody else can. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Machbedos shel melosa. So these things to be some sort of cloth tablecloths, and they would use to cover the table, so it's a klisha malachta leheter. Mutter l'talkalon b'shabbos. You're allowed to move those on Shabbos. Aval shel temara, but these things made out of palm branches, so those are klisha malachta le'isser, because those were used to sweep the floor, and in those days, remember, the floors were made of dirt. You weren't allowed to sweep the floor on Shabbos because it was bone, because it would be filled, matzme gumos. You would be filling in the holes. But, so the shel temara, lo, you're not allowed to move those. We'll see why. Rabbi Lezer Omer, af shel temara. You are allowed to move even these things made out of the palm branches. So, b'mayaskinen. Well, what's the case? So, it's a klisha malachta le'isser. So, what's the case then? Why are you moving them? B'mayaskinen. Ilem l'tzorek gufo l'tzorek makomo. If we're talking about moving them with tzorek gufo l'tzorek makomo, right? B'hal lemer rav shel temara lo. Why would Rav say that you're not allowed to move them with tzorek gufo l'tzorek makomo? V'ha rav k'ravas v'yulei. Rav held like Rava, who says, you're allowed to be metalko klisha malachta le'isser with tzorek gufo l'tzorek makomo. Ella, we're talking about a case mechamal etzel. We're talking about moving it from the sun to the shade. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, b'hal leim Rav Elazar afshal tamara, would Rav Elazar then allow you to move a kli shemlato l'iser mechamal etzel? Can't be, because everyone agrees that a kli shemlato l'iser cannot be moved mechamal etzel. Machlokas on tzorach lufo tzorach mekomo, or tzorach mekomo. But everyone agrees that you can't move it to protect it. So the olam we're talking about mechamal etzel. It's about moving these kli shemlato l'iser mechamal etzel, and don't say afshal tamara, that you're allowed to move it. Rather, it should say v'chein am Rabbi Elazar, that you're not allowed to move it. Shel tamara, because it's a kli shemalat al iser, may not be moved mechamal itself. Okay. Next Mishnah. Kol hakelim hanitolim b'shabbos. All, basically, so maskana, I think what we do hold, I think, is that kli shemalat al leheter may be moved for all three things, so rakufu, so rakomu, chamal itself. Kli shemalat al iser, so rakufu, so rakomu, yes. Chamal itself, no. And the rocks and the board and stuff like that, we say muksa machmas gufo, may not be moved at all unless you set it aside before Shabbos. Okay, but there are plenty of muksa books if you want to know for sure. Look it up. Very complicated muksa. Kol ha-kelim ha-nitolim b'Shabbos. So all kelim that are permitted to be moved on Shabbos, that we mentioned in the previous Mishnayos, shivrehem nitolin imahen. If something breaks off, that they can use them also. Since they were ready to be moved on Shabbos, they're shivreim, when they break off, they can be moved on Shabbos as well. Why? Well, however, uvavad sheyu osin me'im alacha, so long as the shivrei, the shard that breaks off, it still has utility. It still can be used for something. Right? So therefore, shivrei areva, so it's this trough that they were used for kneading, and it broke off, right, they would knead inside there, and it broke off, you can still move the pieces because it still has utility, the kasos menos piachavis. It can still be used to cover the barrel. Shivrei zechuchis, I guess these pieces of glass that break, at least they would use the glass, to pour out from it oil or some other drink. So if it breaks, those pieces can still be used, the kasos menos piapach. They can still be used to close the opening of the pitcher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, when he says that you're allowed to use the shivrei kelim, it's bilvad shiyu osin me'ein melachton. Only if they can be used, the utility that's left in them is similar to the utility that they had when they were complete. And it's what you were saying the other day. You like this far. Maybe you're the only one, you don't remember. Bilvad shiyu osin me'ein melachton. So therefore, shivrei areva, the shards of the that are used for the trough that was used for kneading, it can only be used if Latsuk l'tochan mikvah. If you can put some sort of dish in there, maybe it's big enough to put some sort of thick porridge or soup inside. V'zeshal zechuchis latsuk l'tochan shemen. And the shards of glass can only be used if it's still, I guess it's curved, and it's enough that you can put it and you can hold some of the oil in it to like you were able to hold initially. So machlokas. So this is an item that was usable on Shabbos. Was clearly usable on Shabbos, and it breaks on Shabbos. The break to pieces, can they be used on Shabbos? Tanakhama says as long as they have any type of utility they can use on Shabbos. We would say they have to have utility similar to the initial usage on Shabbos. They're not a kli anymore, I guess. All right, or maybe no. I think maybe a kli. So we'll see. Amar Rav Yehuda. We'll see. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Machlokas. This machlokas in the Mishnah is only shenishberu me'erev Shabbos. If they broke before Shabbos. Okay, so now they're not a piece, they're not cleaved before Shabbos. Demar Savar me'ein melachtan, right? Rabbi Yehuda says the only way you can use them on Shabbos is if they can still serve their initial purpose, right? Mar Savar me'ein melachtan in me'ein melachas cheres lo umar tanakama hold Savar afilu me'ein melachas cheres. Even if you can use it for something else, they're still considered to be a kli. Aval nishbru b'Shabbos, but if they broke on Shabbos itself, divrei akol mutarim. Everyone would agree that it's mutter, even if it's not for its initial usage. Why? Ho elu muchanim agabi aviyah mutter. Since they were muchan initially before Shabbos, and I guess the initial piece is still the initial things that it was connected to was still usable. They're muchan al gabi aviyah, and therefore they can be considered mutter on Shabbos. The Gemara says Mosiv. Let me ask, Moshe Rav Zutra'ei, he asked the following question. Masikin b'kelim. On Yontif, you can use these kelim, right? I guess these full kelim that you can carry, you can use them as fuel, right? Full kelim, use as fuel. V'ein masikin b'shivri kelim. But you can't use as fuel shivri kelim that broke, because they become, they're usser. So why? Nishbru Amos, when did they break? Elam and Nishbru Erev Yontif, if they broke on Erev Yontif, why can't you use them? Right, I guess we're talking about like wooden pieces. Why can't you use them? Eitz and Balmanim, they're just wood. If they're broken, Erev Yontif. He says you may not use the Shiver Kelim on Yontif as firewood. And if they broke before Yontif, why can't you use them on Yontif as firewood? They're just firewood, if they broke before Yontif. El Lav must be a case be Yontif. We're talking about on Yontif itself, the Katani, and there it says itself, on Yontif, Masikim Bekalim, the Amasikim Shiver Kalim, which says you're only allowed to use the full utensils, you can't use the broken utensils. I guess because it's Nolad or something else, they weren't ready on before Yontif. So how do you say that, and that, how do you say that everyone agrees in our Mishnah that they broke an Erev Yont Shabbos, their mutter to be used on Shabbos? So El Iit Mar Hachiyot Mer. He's going to make the statement. This is how you make the statement. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Amar Shmuel, Machlokas, the Machlokas in our Mishnah, is Shenishbru B'Shabbos. If they broke on Shabbos, the Mar Savar, the Tanakama holds, Muchanhu. These Shivrei Kalim are still Muchan. They have the utility to use a Malacha. And therefore, even though they're not Muchan for their initial thing, they're still Muchan and they can be used on Shabbos. Umar Savar, Nolanhu. Ah, that's what you said. Rav Yehuda says, no, it's Nolan. If they're not usable for their initial usage, then when they at this point in time, it's Nolan. It's a new entity. Nolan is Muksa. And it's a new entity. It can't be used. If it can still be used for its initial usage, it's not Nolan. You didn't create anything new. That's why he makes the distinction. So again, read inside. Eli'i itmar haki itmar. Amar Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel. Machlokes shenishbru b'shabbos. Demar savar muchan hu. Umar savar Nolan hu. Abal mei erev Shabbos. If this kalim broke on erev Shabbos, the divrei hakol mutarim. Everyone would say that they're mutar to be used. If they broke an Erev Shabbos and they have some sort of utility, like either utility, initial utility or just other utility that Yehuda talks about, they could still be used on Shabbos. It still is usable. So if it broke Erev Shabbos, it's still usable. It's a kli. If it breaks on Shabbos, then there's no machlokas. If it breaks on Shabbos, Tanakama holds anything that it can be used, if it can be used for anything, it's usable, because it's considered mukhan. Rabbi Huda says, if it loses its initial utility, it's considered nolad, and therefore it can't be used. Okay, the Gemara continues, bring the machlokas, about using kalim and shiver kalim on yontif for fuel. Tanakha, the one brisa says, masikim a kalim, you can use full kalim on yontif. The aim is seek him a shiver kalim. He can't use the broken, right? He can't use the broken pieces. Vitana Idach, a second brisa says, Kishem Shemaksikim be kalim, kach masikim a shiver kalim. You can use both full and not full. Vitana Idach, aim a seek him lobe kalim, lobe shiver kalim. And one says you can't use them at all. So we have one Mishnah says only full kalim, one Mishnah says both full and broken, and one Mishnah says neither. So what's going on here? So we have to say that each of the brisos are going according to a different shita. Harav Yehuda, Harav Shimon, Harav Nechemya. The first brisa that says that you're allowed to use kalim on yontif, but you're not allowed to use shiver kalim, that's Rabbi Yehuda, who says with the shiver kalim, if the things break, it can only be used, if they can't be used for their initial utility, they become usher because it's nolad. So since it's nolad, can't use it, and that's why you can only use the full kalim, not the shiver kalim. Ha, the second brisa, which matered you using even shiver kalim, that's going to be the Rabbi Shimon. It's going to be Rabbi Shimon who says that you can even if it's nolad, which is interesting because typically we see Rabbi Shimon holds that even though he's make kill on muksa, he does hold the nolad. Here it says not. Vaha, the third brisa that says you can't use any of the kalim for firewood, that's Rabbi Nechemya, we've seen a few times. Rabbi Nechemya says you can only use items for their initial intended purpose. Kalim, their purpose is what? It's to hold items. You can't use kalim, you can't use these items for something that's not its intended purpose. He's very machmir. Therefore, whether it's full kalim or broken kalim, they can't be used on yontif. Amar Rav Nachman, hani livnei d'ishtayim b'binyana. You have these leftover bricks from the building. Shari, so they are klishim alachtel iser, because they are used for building, right? So shari lit the leftover, you'll let them move them on Shabbos. Shari taltunei d'chazol migzeilayu, because they have another purpose, you can't sit on them. But shar ginhu, if they were lined up in a pile, if they were put out there in a pile, then vada eksinhu. Then the person put them in a pile because that means he wants to use them again. So they're set aside, and therefore they can be considered muksa, and you're not allowed to carry them on Shabbos. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Shmuel, cheres katana. So you have this small little piece, I guess, that broke off of a kli. Mutil etaltel b'chotzer. You're allowed to carry it in a chotzer of a karmelis lo. But you can't carry it in the Carmelis. So here, I don't think it's talking about muksa here. It's talking about, actually, well, maybe it is. So this shard has, what time is it? All right, we're going to have to stop here. All right, the time, I'll pick up tomorrow.